guys. Dutch Daniel. And welcome back to Dealing with Dutch Daniel. Okay, we are answering questions here. All right, so we'll take some questions from the chat room. What kind of personal air filter do you use when you fly? Oh, I use the ozone filter that goes right around your neck. Let me go look and see if I can find that for you. It's called a personal air purifier. Oh my God. Okay, here, personal air purifier. There we go. I use the WEIN, W-E-I-N, Minimate personal air purifier. That's the one that I use. Now, bad news is the battery only lasts 2 days. Good news, you can buy rechargeable batteries. So this is the air purifier that I use. And we'll share that with the folks in the chat room. Okay. All right, Dr. Hans, what are the floaters in my urine? Looks like tissue paper. Looks like flying dragons. Okay, no problem. I say just detox and flush that toilet. Okay. Okay, so years ago, okay, we got the mother. Oh, mother in the Mayo Clinic. So mom got the Mayo Clinic surgery. Okay, we talked about bone broth. But even more important than that is you need to eat connective tissue. So it's bone broth, but eat the connective gelatinous stuff as well. And that'll help her ears heal. Thank you, Marbley. She says, your hair looks gorgeous, Dr. Daniels. Thank you. Okay, we handle that. Okay, Dr. Daniels, on GMO, there are GMO beets and nutritional yeast. But we'll always take GMO beets. If everything is GMO, can I trust it? No, you can't. You're better off just leaving it alone. But switch to cane sugar if sugar is what you're after. Dr. Hans, do you think nutritional yeast can be beneficial to add B vitamins in diet? Yes, it can be, but it's very harmful because the yeast are alive and those yeasts can give you an overwhelming candida situation. So I used to recommend nutritional yeast back in the early 90s, but now I don't recommend nutritional yeast. I recommend liver. Liver has even more B vitamins than nutritional yeast. Okay. Oh, here's one. Dr. Daniels, unfortunately, most doctors, especially from poor areas, cannot get away from where they came from fast enough. They're just looking to get rich and never look back, which is why they're also so eager to push drugs. Okay, so let's start with a few of these things. So most doctors, especially from poor areas, so I came from a poor area, cannot wait to get away from where they came from. I think it's true of a lot of people. For me, I couldn't wait to get back because I really enjoyed growing up there. I had so much fun. So not everyone has that feeling. However, I will tell you this. The educational process that leads up to being a doctor, which is 4 years of a bachelor's degree, it creates materialism. They have actually measured doctors' interest in money versus helping people, and they've started measuring them from the first year of college. And as you get further and further along in the educational process, the individual's value of money begins to supersede their value of helping people. And why is this? One, because in the process, like in my 4 years of undergrad, I was taught everything important, you can measure it, you can measure it, you can measure it. If you can't put a number to it, it's of no value. I mean, how can you put a number to your mother carrying you in her womb for 9 months? I think that's pretty valuable, pretty valuable. But again, we're trained, the training is to disregard that. Plus, each year the individual is in training, they are incurring debt. And so the poorer the person is, the greater the debt is they're going to have at the end of the 4 years of college, and the greater the debt is they're going to have at the end of medical school. They're going to feel in their mind, oh, I can't pay this debt off by being a family practice doctor. I've got to be a neurosurgeon. And I actually had a classmate at Harvard that did that. She went into neurosurgery. Unfortunately, she blew her brains out after 1 year into her neurosurgical training. So, of course, she never got any of the money, and the things just didn't work out. So the problem is, people who go into medicine, they select for gullible individuals, individuals who believe everything that they're told, people who believe what they were taught K through 12. By the way, alert, alert, most of it is just simply not true. All the history, not true. All the science you learn K through 12, not true. So most of what you learn K through 12, at least I would say 80% is flat out false. Then, so you only take people who get very high grades at the end of K through 12. So that's the gullibility score. Then you go to a bachelor's degree, same thing. Most of what's taught in the bachelor's programs are simply not true. And so a person memorizes it, spits it back accurately, there's a high chance they believe it. Again, you've got the gullibility score. And then when you go to medical school, 99.9% of what's taught there is false. But the other thing that's taught is that you cannot make money in a rural area. Again, not true. When I went out to Hayward, Wisconsin, I was assigned there by the government. It was a shortage area. And this was back in 1985. In 1985, anesthesiologists working in a shortage, rural, remote area were making $800,000 a year. Yeah. But it's because these medical students are indoctrinated to believe that you can't make money in rural areas. And they're indoctrinated to believe that you need to have the opera nearby. You need to have all these expensive things. You need to have a high-priced restaurant. You need to have a gym. You need to have whatever. All these material things that, one, cost a lot of money, but two, are located usually in high population areas. They graduate believing that they can only be happy in someplace like New York City or San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Miami, which is absolutely not true. I didn't believe any of that. I was so happy growing up in my itty-bitty little ghetto. I said, oh, I'll just go practice in my itty-bitty ghetto. And what happened was my patients, my focus was them getting good outcomes. And so even though I was in this itty-bitty ghetto, people started flying in from California, Canada, Europe, Florida, and all kinds of places to come see me in my itty-bitty ghetto. So what doctors were not told was giving people results, that's the biggest profit of all, is actually getting people better. And so because the doctors had been lied to, they had been told that they need a tertiary care center, that means a medical school nearby where they can refer their patients, they are conditioned or indoctrinated to locate in those places. What I found in my medical practice was I had about, I want to say, one patient twice a year that needed a specialist that was only located at a specialized institution. And my patients, they would fly to the Mayo Clinic, in Minnesota. And what I found was it was absolutely no help, zero help, useless. They didn't do anything that I didn't do. They didn't come to any conclusions. They didn't offer any insights. And I just stopped sending people. And so the tertiary care center is absolutely useless. It's useful only for taking away people's money and freedom, basically. Okay, so the financial, so most people who start out in impoverished areas are perfectly happy to go back to those areas where their friends and family, relatives, classmates from grade school are. It's a wonderful experience to go back and, rejoin your friends. But because of the financial situation, economic burden, this is not what they do. And they're told, well, you can't do that. I was told, I can't tell you how many times, you're going to waste your Ivy League education on that ghetto? You're wasting yourself. And I shrugged my shoulders and said, oh, well, I guess I'll just waste myself. And so what I found then was I was making more money than doctors, family practice doctors in New York City who had a higher cost of living. And I had a slower pace and a much higher quality of life. But this is not what doctors are told. Doctors are literally lied to and indoctrinated. Okay, Duncan, you're definitely a unicorn. Most people who get out of the hood through their degrees don't look back, especially if they haven't paid off those pestering student loans. Right, so what they don't know is they can pay off those student loans a lot quicker in the ghetto because there's a lot more money in the ghetto. And people in the ghetto are accustomed to paying cash. Not only that, but if you're a good doctor, if you're getting people better, they will literally fly to you from around the world. And it doesn't matter where you are. So you might as well locate wherever you want to be. Because if you're doing a good job, people will literally fly from all over the world to come see you. I lost my sense of smell a year ago, bad cold, and it hasn't returned. My ENT recommends zinc supplements. What do you recommend? I recommend Neti Pot and the Turpentine Protocol. You can find Turpentine Protocol at vitalitycapsules.com. Just download the report. Read it at least twice, and start following it. Also do Neti Pot. You can do Neti Pot using salt water or a little bit of garlic tea added to your salt water. Also, the Neti Pot salt ratio I use is 2 teaspoons salt per quart of water. That's not the ratio they recommend, this, by the way. Can I reverse my gray hair to color in my 40s? Absolutely. I turned my gray around. Oh, my God. I started turning gray, very gray, when I was in my 30s. And I looked like I was 15, so I said, oh, well, it's gray hair, you know. It's okay. I got gray hair. And it'll make me look a little distinguished, kind of doctorly. Ha! My patients started making jokes and laughing at me. And I said, all right. Enough of this stuff. I need to get rid of my gray. And so you can see I have a little patch of gray at the age of 61. I'm 61 years old. I have this little patch of gray, but I'm too lazy to get rid of it. So if I wasn't so lazy, what would I do? I'll tell you what I did before. I literally took HCG supplements, and I took trace mineral supplements. I mean, I was really serious. And I took He Shao Wu, which is a Chinese herb. Now, the He Shao Wu is actually a ground-up plant. And so I literally took 9 of those a day. But between the 9 He Shao Wu, the HCG supplements, and the trace minerals, every hair in my head turned black. It was great. So if you're only in your 40s, not to worry. Okay, I got that. Is it true if you eat raw leafy greens every day, you can damage the liver? No. Okay, so where'd that come from? Okay, so a lot of doctors believe you need to thin your blood. Raw leafy greens have high vitamin K, and they can cause your blood to get thicker. So if all you do is eat green leafy vegetables, then you can thicken your blood. And thicker blood doesn't flow through the liver as well, and the liver doesn't function as well. So what's the answer? The answer is you cannot just eat raw leafy greens as your health program. The short answer is definitely go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the free report. It gives you a diet that includes hydration. So now you're increasing your vitamin K with those green leafy greens, but you're increasing your circulation with the water. Also, you have to have 3 bowel movements a day, which means you're pooping out the impurities that can compound a blood thickening and make your blood thick. So your body needs a balance. It needs the vitamin K and those leafy greens so it can clot the blood, say, when you have a cut or when you have a micro leak anywhere in your circulation. But it also needs the blood to be thin enough, and that is from your hydration and from some fruits. The fruits also thin the blood. Okay. Oh, Dr. Dance, what kind of B12 is better? Methylcobalamin or cyanocobalamin? Does not really matter. Some people say, oh, well, cyanocobalamin is cyanide. It might be. But there is evidence that a small amount of cyanide in your diet is actually helpful. So, you know, the cyanocobalamin, not a problem. A methylcobalamin, not a problem. Take either one. The important distinction is whether it's sublingual or not. Big firefly just landed on my microphone. That's why you heard that bum bum. And when I say it's the tropics. Okay. Let me just get through the... Dr. Yams, is a collagen stuff, mixable bag, box stuff, big box stuff, organic grass fed, any good substitute? I don't eat meat. You don't have to eat meat. Just make your own collagen, make your own stuff. You know, get ham hocks, boil them until they fall off the bone. Just boil it. That's the way they make that collagen stuff you're buying. And when you buy the preserved junk, it's not nearly as good as what you make. So you're kidding yourself if you think that the collagen in the bag is not made from meat. It is. You might as well just make your own. If you don't want to eat the flesh, you don't have to. Not what I'm recommending. Dr. Dan, what do you think about these homeopathic doctors that are being taken out? I think a lot of these homeopathic deaths are for reasons other than their medical practices. For example, a lot of people look at what happened to me and say, oh, it's because of your medical practice. I don't think so. So people who pursue alternative medicine have many other dimensions of their life that are alternative and can result in an early demise. I'll leave it at that. All right. I actually swallowed a bunch of regular brand hydrogen peroxide. I'm not sure what that is. I mean, I know what hydrogen peroxide is. I don't know what regular brand is. Will it hurt me long term? Answer is, if it doesn't hurt you short term, it won't hurt you long term. So the effects of hydrogen peroxide are immediate. All right, we are going to commercial. Let's click.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Chill with Dr. Daniels. All right, we are answering questions, and by golly, we've got a bunch of them. Okay, Dr. Daniels, do you recommend any brand of vitamin C? No, I do not. I recommend ascorbic acid. Get to the point, get what you need. Just get ascorbic acid. Okay. Dr. Daniels, do you think people don't want to poop three times a day because it's a control issue? Maybe they don't want to let their toxins go? Because they're letting go of their anger, judgment, frustration, and resentment? Actually, no. Most people, again, I'm assuming people live in a first world country, let's say. Maybe you have a job, maybe you drive to work an hour each way. It is simply not convenient. Every bit of the person's life is scheduled, and they literally don't have the discretionary time to poop. That is the number one cause. Now, once they do poop three times a day, yes, their anger, judgment, frustration, resentment just oozes away. And a lot of people say, whoa, wait a minute, where'd it go? Where'd my anger, resentment, and judgment go? Well, that was me. That was my personality. I mean, I had an opinion about everything. I criticized everything. I knew what was best for me in the whole world. How can I suddenly be calm and peaceful? So a lot of people, it is something to get used to, being so calm and pleasant and happy. And they're a little uneasy. However, the toxins themselves, the parasites, actually program the person to be constipated and to hold on to them. Many parasites have a reproductive cycle, and so some people will actually be constipated for weeks, and then boom, have diarrhea. And they'll be constipated for 3 or 4 weeks, then boom, they'll have diarrhea. And that's because the parasites inside of them have coordinated their bowel function to match the parasite's reproductive cycle. Now, the other thing that's happened with Americans is in the educational system, people are trained to be constipated. You cannot use the potty unless you raise your hand and get permission. And that's considered like, ooh, you raise his hand, I go to the potty? Mm. And so, in fact, when I was in fifth grade, you couldn't use the potty except once a day. And your teacher lined everybody up, and you went to use the potty one person at a time or two people at a time. And between the sitting and the restrictions on use of the potty, it was enforced constipation. And people don't even realize that. Okay. Turpentine in the eye. I'm not sure it's safe. Vicks vapor rub in the eye. Vicks vapor rub in the eye. I've done it myself. Two good eyeballs. Works. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels, why do people feel that pooping 3 times a day is not safe and is dangerous and too much? I think because that's what they're trained. I mean, people get this information from authority figures. I mean, in medical school, I was trained that pooping once a week is just fine. And that's all that's needed is one bowel movement a week, and you're good to go. So that was the training in medical school. One bowel movement a week is fine. Once a day is okay. But anything more than that, oh, it's just excessive. So, you know, a lot of healing involves relearning. And you have to understand the reason that you are ill or don't feel in perfect health is because of your beliefs. And if you're not willing to change out a few beliefs, then pretty much you're good. I mean, just be happy with the level of health or the level of existence that you have. I mean, in every stage of my life, I believed that I was doing the right thing. I believed that I was doing the best possible thing. Nevertheless, if we come back, I'll tell you what happened.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, Dr. Daniels, what do you recommend for a weak heart before a pacemaker? I recommend no pacemaker. That's what I'd recommend. So I had someone who had cardiac output of 10%. That's like near death, 10%. And so his daughter came to see me. She says, "Oh, Dr. Daniels, my father's in the hospital. They've taken him off his heart medicines, and they've taken him out of the intensive care unit, put him on a regular floor with just oxygen. They said he can't have a heart transplant because he's got diabetes and gout, and they're just leaving him to die. And they expect he'll be dead in about 5 days. I think they're killing him, and can you please come save his life from those racist so-and-sos?" I said, whoa. I cannot solve racism at all. I'm not going to touch that. I might be able to help your father, but I'm not a miracle worker." So I said, "But I'll see what I can do." I said, "But you have to pay me now." So she was one of my classmates from grade school. So I wanted to let her know that, you know, you do have to pay me. So I went to the hospital first thing the next morning before I went to the office, looked over his chart, and things were pretty dire. I took a look at him. He was all swollen up with fluid, at least 40 pounds of fluid. You could barely make out, you couldn't even make out his neck. He was just swollen. And he was pretty confused. Every time his heart beat, his head would bob. So his valves weren't working because of his heart failure. It was terrible. So I took him off all hospital water, all hospital food, put him on basically, put him on a vegan diet, gave him one B vitamin. And in 5 days, he peed out all of his water. His cardiac output was up to 60%, which is normal. And he was alert, talking, needed no oxygen, no drugs, and he wanted his car keys. So, I would not recommend a pacemaker. Dr. Yes, is Manuka honey some healthy magic food? It might be. I have some in the fridge, but I don't really use it much. Can I use a solid block carbon filter to purify my water if I don't have a distiller? Yes, you can use a solid block carbon filter to purify your water, but no, it will not be effective. Definitely get a distiller. So what I would do is maybe use the carbon block filter until you can get a distiller. It's better than nothing. For a weak heart, I use a Wim Hof cold therapy. You know, I just found out about Wim Hof cold therapy. So after the show, I am going to go in the cold stream next to my house and practice Wim Hof. I'll let you know next week how it turns out. Patrick Dan, can you use goat and sheep liver also? I do not know. I don't think it's as effective. Genetically, cows are most similar to humans. A large part of the liver that you eat is it actually has not only nutrients in it, but it has the precursors for your adrenal hormones. And so literally, eating liver kickstarts your adrenal glands and reverses adrenal insufficiency or adrenal difficulties. And so the same precursors may not be in the sheep or goat liver. Okay, second is, what are your views on saunas and whirlpools as an adjunct to a cleansing protocol? It's been a common technique and social event in many cultures who seem healthier than many of us in the U.S. All right, stop right there. So many of the whirlpools are natural pools. And so I have been to whirlpools, natural pools, here in the tropics. And it's amazing. But what happens in a natural whirlpool is the water whirls around you and swirls the toxins away. You're not sitting in this static pool of water called a tub, which is whirling around. So that's not what's happening. The other thing that cultures who use whirlpools do is they practice, get in the warm whirlpool, get into the cold, hot, cold, warm, cold, back and forth. And I've actually been to pools, natural pools, hot springs, where you have the heat, hot spring here, and you have the cold over there. And you literally get in the heat, get really, really hot, and climb over the little barrier into the cold, and sit there until you're cold, and then you get into the heat and go back and forth. That is extremely, extremely healthy. That's not the same as, say, an American buying a whirlpool for their tub. It's not the same. The other thing is another factor in whirlpools is the whirlpool jets put out water and literally pound your flesh. It's kind of like a massage, almost. Again, what that does is it releases toxins into the circulation. But then you have another situation. You have to get them out of the circulation into the liver, or you feel pretty lousy. And so you have to sequence what you're doing. So you can't do a whirlpool for sure in isolation. You either have to have the hot-cold component, or you have to attend to the secondary component, which is get those impurities out of the blood. They've now been put into the blood by the whirlpool or the sauna. Get them out of the blood, into the liver, and into the toilet. So Vitality Capsules, which you can get at vitalitycapsules.com, is a great way of doing that. But to just say, okay, I'm going to do saunas, many people, especially if they have illness, they feel worse. And so you have to do the other steps to get the toxins out of the body. Hot springs have sulfur too? No, not all hot springs have sulfur. So the hot springs in Central America don't have sulfur. The hot springs are basically from the volcano. What B vitamin did you use in the heart patient? Was it B complex 50? Yes, it was. And I only gave him one a day, just one a day. Dr. Dan, should I worry about fake vitamins sold over the internet? How do I know which to get authentic? Well, certainly Vitality Capsules are authentic. So if you have a living person producing the vitamin, that's one suggestion that it's authentic. Because you can always contact that person and say, hey, the vitamin's not working or whatever. And that person will usually stop selling the vitamins if they're fake because they're sick and tired of getting all the phone calls. So buying vitamins from an individual that is alive that you can contact is a very good safeguard. The other thing is to see if the vitamins help you feel better. If they don't help you feel better, then whether they're fake or not, you should stop them. Dr. Dams, how do you season and prepare your beef liver? Oh, that's a good question. There's a lot of ways to season and prepare beef liver. Okay, so the first way is the health nut way. It's you slice a bunch of onions, pile them in your pan, sprinkle salt and pepper on them, put the liver on top, cut the liver in strips. And you can even sprinkle more salt and pepper on the liver, top on the pot, heat on medium to low, and let it cook until it's done, which is usually about 15 minutes. So that's one way. That tastes okay. Then there's a classic, what grandma did. So what grandma did was grandma took that beef liver, dredged it in flour, which was mixed with salt and pepper, and fried it in bacon fat or something like that. Now, and she fried it one side, flipped it over, and fried it on the other side, and then you have a pan with all these flour bits stuck to it. You then add a little water to the pan, heat it some more, and you've got liver gravy. And she had the liver, you put the onions in the pan when the liver is frying. And so you now have onions, liver, and gravy that you eat over rice with maybe broccoli or something on the side. That is ultra, ultra tasty. Now, some people might say, Dr. Daniels, the white flour! You can always use organic white flour, which is what I now use. So if you do it the way Granny used to do it, it is so, so tasty. So either one, those are your two ways to do it. All right, we have Amira from Alabama. Hi, Amira, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question? I had a question on Facebook. I'm not sure if it was answered. I accidentally swallowed some regular peroxide. Will that hurt me long term?
No, if it doesn't hurt you short term, it won't hurt you long term.
Okay, so I can keep using it.
If you don't have I would stop using it. If you swallowed a large amount of hydrogen peroxide, you're not experiencing any burning or whatever, then I would continue to eat regular food, eat and drink and poop, but I would definitely stop the hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, have you ever heard of Emamist?
Of what?
It's a product.
Yes, spell it.
Immunst, Emamist?
No. Let me go look and see what the internet says. The internet does not like your spelling. Immunst or MIST?
I think it's IST, MIST, Immunist.
Do you spray it?
It's supposed to be a drop.
Oh, you haven't used it yet. You don't have it in your possession.
It's a liquid drop. You add so many drops to water or whatever, your food.
I have questions about it. No, there's not even available information on the internet.
I am Immunist.
Right.
question. Yeah. Some say natural spring water. Some say only distilled water. What's the difference?
I say only distilled water. Only distilled water. So natural spring water is water that springs out of the ground in a spring. And especially if you live in the United States, it is so industrialized that the groundwater is thoroughly contaminated. So you're basically drinking water filled with toxins. Even if it's not so-called industry contaminated, the water rises up into the air and picks up an incredible amount of pollution on its way down. And so you're basically drinking some highly contaminated water. So spring water is not a recipe for health.
The distilled water you find in drugstores, department stores, grocery stores, is that a good source, reliable, safe?
No. It's better than nothing, though. You're better off buying a distiller. So with the price of distilled water, you will easily pay for your distiller at the price of in the space of a year. So buying the stuff that's in a plastic jug in the grocery store is not good because that cloudy plastic jug leaches into the water, and that can lessen your health.
And I've been searching for distillers, and it's more than it appears to find one that it looks like it's doable, you know. You can bring it home and actually know how to use it. And then it's so pricey.
What are the prices that you've been experiencing?
Yeah, I've been looking at those at over 1,000.
Okay, so try Mega Home. It's 300.
I'm sorry?
Mega Home Distiller on Amazon is $300.
Okay, and if you want to sell that brand?
MEGAHOME.
Amazon.
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon.
Okay, I think I got one last question. I have been doing some looking at, they're saying most of this is candida, worms, yeah. What's the other word they're using? Mucus, and they're also using another word. So,
biofilm?
Phlegm, mucus, and there was another one, like fungus.
So what is it you're thinking of? What symptoms are you having? So if you're not having any symptoms...
Removing all this.
No. Why do you want to remove it? Why do you think you have it?
Because looking at what is out there, they're saying that this is really the cause of most of our illnesses because we're packed from head to toe with all these mucus and parasites. That's the word they use.
All right, so my question is, what makes you think you have it? What symptom do you have?
Well, they say anything arthritis.
What do you have? Do you have arthritis?
Arthritis.
Do you have arthritis?
Yes, all over.
Okay. All right, there you go. So, if you have arthritis all over, the place to start is not by killing parasites. The place to start for your arthritis is with your diet. You're eating some stuff that's causing the arthritis. So if you have arthritis, you're giving it to yourself. So you've got to say, whoa, what am I doing that's giving me arthritis? And you have to sort through and stop doing that. That's your number one task. The next thing that you have to do is drink water. So let's just say as we are speaking right now, you can move your joints and you realize, oh, it hurts. Drink a pint of water and you will see that your pain actually goes down a bit. So the number one cause of arthritis is your diet and lack of water. Those are number one. And two, number three is not enough bowel movements. Many people can get rid of their arthritis just by changing your diet, drinking more water, and having more bowel movements. And so all the stuff that they say may or may not be true, but what you need to know is, one, what's your problem, and two, what action do you take? And so the hydrogen peroxide is not a reasonable way to approach the arthritis. In fact, long-term hydrogen peroxide will make arthritis worse.
Well, I was doing that just as a oral cleanser.
Correct. I'm just saying it's not the right thing to do. It'll make you worse.
So even though I was just attempting oral cleansing, that soaking into my tissues will make my arthritis worse?
No. The hydrogen peroxide raises the pH of your stomach so high that your stomach cannot protect you from parasites, that your stomach cannot maintain the acidic pH it needs to act as a parasite barrier. So it destroys your major barrier to parasites.
Okay. It was accidental. The oral cleanse that I was using is that you will just hold it and then release it, but I just accidentally, one time, I accidentally swallowed it before I released it.
Correct. I'm just saying it's not...
It wasn't a remedy that I was looking to use for my arthritis. It was just for oral cleansing.
Even if you're using it orally like that, where you're holding it in your mouth, it's going through your mucous membranes, your cheeks, it is getting into your system, and it's not helping you.
Okay, just use that baking soda that they recommend for the oral cleansing.
Yeah, do you brush your teeth with baking soda? Is that what you're thinking?
I was looking to do more than just regular, you know, toothpaste and all that stuff. So I was looking at these other things that they were talking about, like baking soda. I haven't done it.
Yeah, probably what would make most sense would be oil pulling for your teeth and your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If you do oil pulling, it'll clean your teeth, it'll clean your mouth, and it won't upset your pH balance and won't upset your stomach and won't make you more vulnerable to parasites.
And even if it's just a regular Arm & Hammer over the counter?
Correct. That's not something that you want to swish around your mouth every day. I mean, you can brush your teeth with it, rinse it out, but if you're going to, you know, swish and hold and all that other stuff, no. So your best bet is just you can just go to your kitchen and get some olive oil and swish it around your mouth and pull it through your teeth. They have great videos on YouTube about oil pulling.
Okay, the 35% food grade peroxide, would I be able to use that as a rinse?
You could use that, but it would not be good for your health.
Okay, so forget the peroxide. And one last question, I appreciate you taking my call. I've been looking at some things to consume, like, what was it? One of the products was the Emma Mist. And the second one, I was looking on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be a good product? Like, my sister has fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be a good diet for her? Like no meat at all and just keep it, vegetables, fruits, and all that good stuff? And
the problem is a lot of these vegetarian diets are filled with processed foods like soy products or rice products or coconut products, keyword being products, and all those things are simply not healthy for you. So the simplest way to sort that out would be to go to my website, but download that report, the Candida Cleaner document. It talks to you about diet, about parasites, and kind of walks you through what to do. It sounds like you've got a tremendous amount of misinformation here that's really leading you to damage your health.
Yeah, I did that, and I dispensed the report to other people in the family. And, you know, we've read it, and now we're like, should we buy that product that's on the site, and how would it help our particular conditions? Because my understanding is that product prepares you for the Candida cleanse, which is somebody's talking about the old-fashioned, what was that stuff you put on your sugar cube?
Turpentine.
That prepares you for the turpentine protocol.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can take it, and it can actually heal you to where you don't even need the turpentine protocol. So
really?
As you're preparing to take turpentine and you're taking vitality capsules, you might find your arthritis just goes away, in which case, like, oh, okay, I'll just take vitality capsules. So it moves you along the continuum of healing.
So that product may help eliminate undesirables in your body?
Correct.
And my dad suffered from that, sugar, they call it diabetes, gets to the point where the feet, the lower extremities are swollen all the time.
Right.
Will that help him also?
It would help him, but he needs to follow the diet in that report. So if your father who has diabetes would follow the diet in that report, the Candida Cleaner report, then that would get rid of his diabetes. And then the vitality capsules would help revitalize his liver and his intestines so he can stay healthy.
Okay, well, those are my questions. I appreciate you taking the call. And, I was just totally confused reading all these different, versions of do this, do this, do this. What you really want to do is eliminate all those parasites and all that, and this is the best way to do it. And it's like, oh, boy, you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have April in North Carolina. Hi, April.
Hi, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. How are you?
Fine.
Great. So I had a few questions, if you don't mind answering them for me, if you can.
I'll do the best I can. We got a bit of time here on our hands.
Okay. So I have an alkaline water machine, and I just wanted to know, is alkaline water safe to be drinking, or is the pH too high?
pH is too high, not safe to drink. Long-term use will totally destroy your immune system.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so I heard you tell the last caller about the distilled, to get the machine to get off of Amazon, so I'll just do that.
Yeah.
My other question is, me and my son is 6 years old, and I have a six-month-old son.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm breastfeeding, but there is candida, I'm thinking, or just parasites in general. I know my son definitely has it just because his skin is breaking out and how he acts. He can't sit still. He sleeps with his butt suited up in the air. He said his butt it itches a lot. He said he can feel stuff in his stomach. He said it feels like something's moving. I know there's worms.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial now, and we'll come back and handle these questions.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. Said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.